Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie and we're so happy to see you all.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is mystery.
And our title is The Bully and the Bike. The Bully and the Bike. This is an interesting title for our mystery today. Peter, what do you think it will be about?
Well, maybe we should first tell our friends what a mystery is.
Good idea. Now, in our story today, something will happen, some kind of problem, and we need to find the answer to the problem.
Yes, and we have Mr. E to help us find the answer to today's mystery. He is a detective. That is his job, to solve mysteries.
Well, it looks like we have a bully in our story. I don't like bullies.
Me either, because they are mean people. Maybe you have a bully in your school or in your neighborhood.
Well, I hope Mr. E can help us today. If there is a bully, I want Mr. E to do something about it.
Me too, and I think there is a story with a bike in it today. When I was a kid, I always rode my bike everywhere. I hope someone didn't take it.
Oh, I hope not. All right, friends. Well, before we begin our mystery, let's go to Christina. She will show us our keywords.
Hello, 我们来看一下伊先生查案咯。有一个男孩 Mike 站在伊先生的门口，他看起来很难过的样子。He looks sad.形容词 sad 就是伤心难过的意思，原来是因为他的单车不见了。 His bike is missing. Missing 是形容词遗失找不到的意思。 Mike 还说他的邻居中有一个年纪比他大的男生，每次都欺负他。 Mike 指着旁边的屋子说 He lives there. 他就住在那里。动词 live 就是居住。伊先生在 Mike 家找到了单车轮胎的痕迹，他跟着那个痕迹走，走着走着，轮胎的痕迹就消失了。他只看到一堆垃圾，垃圾就是 garbage. There is just garbage. 最后他们终于见到了那个欺负人的男生。那个男生说，没什么好找的，你可以走了。Bye. 这个 B-Y-E, bye, 再见，你应该也常说吧。才跟这个邻居的男生说了两句话，易先生就宣布破案了。我们一起来看看是怎么一回事。
A boy is standing outside my home. He looks sad. I open the door and go outside.
What are you waiting for? Do you need my help?
I ask. He starts talking. His name is Mike. His bike is missing. But it was near his home.5 minutes ago. He tells me about an older boy. He is a bully. He always bullies Mike.
Mr. E is at home, but Mr. E sees something outside his home. Peter, let's quickly practice the two words, inside and outside.
Sure. Mr. E is inside his home, and the boy is...outside his home. You should play sports like baseball or ride your bike outside.
Yes, you should. Well, this boy looks sad. Peter, that's not good. Sometimes when I'm sad, I start crying. I like being happy. Then I can smile.
Well, you look happy right now. So Mr. E sees this sad boy outside.He opens the door and goes outside.
Yeah, and Mr. E asks a question. What are you waiting for? And Mr. E quickly sees that this boy is waiting for him.
Yes, so Mr. E asks him another question. Do you need my help? Let's practice a few times together with these two questions.
All right, well, what are you doing today?What are you studying for?
Very good, okay. Do you need a pencil? Do you need my book? Make sure to practice at home. So Mr. E asks, do you need my help? But did you know you can also say, can I help you?
That's right. And this boy needs Mr. E's help. He starts talking. This boy's name is Mike, and he has a problem. His bike is missing. That means he can't find it.
Oh, maybe he just put it somewhere, and he just forgot where he put it.
No, he put his bike somewhere just 5 minutes ago, and now, well, it's gone.
Oh, no, so someone took the bike. That is terrible.
Well, Mike tells us about an older boy, so he must be bigger, too.
Oh, bully. I don't like bullies. Let's have Christina teach about this. Friends, let's go to Christina right now.
隔壁这个爱欺负人的家伙是个 bully。名词 bully 就是流氓或恶霸的意思。所以 he is a bully。其实中文的霸凌就是模仿 bully 这个字的发音翻译过来的。可以说 Billy is such a bully。或者 the bully pushed a little boy。另外 bully 也可以当动词用。你可以说 don't bully your little brother。不要欺负你的弟弟。或者 he was bullied all the time in high school。他高中的时候常常被霸凌。最后动名词 bullying 指的就是霸凌这件事或者是行为。你可以说 no one likes bullying。没有人喜欢霸凌这个行为。
A bully is mean, and they do bad things to other people just because they can. Well, let's find out what happens next. Here's part two.
We walk to Mike's house.
The bike was here,
Mike says.
And the bully lives there.
He points to a house.I look around Mike's house. I see bike tracks. I follow the tracks. But then I don't see the tracks. There is just a pile of garbage. Then I see the bully sitting outside his home. The bully is smiling.
This boy Mike is missing his bike.It was near his home 5 minutes ago.
Mike tells Mr. E about an older boy. He is a bully. Maybe he took the bike.
Well, we shouldn't think that right away. We really don't know yet.
Yeah, that's true. So Mr. E and Mike walk to Mike's house. Mike shows Mr. E where his bike was.
Yeah, the bike was here.And the bully, well, the bully lives there.
Here and there. Two very useful words. I am here, and, well, Peter is over there.
And if you ask me, I am here, and you are over there.
Yes, I am. Well, Mike points to the bully's house.
Hey, are you pointing at me? That's very rude.I am going to point at you.
Hey, Peter, I was not pointing at you. I was just showing how to point. But now I'm going to point at you.
No, you.
No, you.
You.
Okay, how about we stop pointing fingers and get back to our lesson?
Okay, so Mr. E looks around Mike's house. He doesn't find the bike, but he does see bike tracks.
Mr. E follows the tracks. These tracks are from the bike. So follow the tracks and you should find the bike.
But all Mr. E finds is a pile of garbage, not a bike. Well, there might not be anything there, but we can learn more about this English pattern. Here's Christina.
伊先生追踪了单车轮胎的痕迹，来到了一堆垃圾旁边。他说 ,There is just a pile of garbage. 我们先来看 pile 这个字。这个 pile 本身有堆积的意思，所以 a pile of something 指的就是一堆东西。一堆垃圾就是 a pile of garbage。类似的用法像是 a pile of work, 一堆工作 ,a pile of sand, 一堆沙子，也可以说一叠，比如说 a pile of books, 一叠书 ,a pile of cash, 一叠现金，这些都是用 a pile of 的用法。
Ew, garbage, that's all the stuff we don't want. Leftover food, trash, they're all garbage, and it stinks. I stay away from garbage.
Well, then Mr. E sees someone. It is the bully. Oh no, don't get too close to him. He is mean.
But the bully probably knows where the bike is. I think he took it.
Is that why he is smiling?
Yes, I think so. I think he might be proud of himself.
Well, we'll find out more, but right now we need to take a short break. We'll see you after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English.
Well, I was just thinking about when I was a kid. I used to ride my bike everywhere in the neighborhood. Marie, did you have a bike when you were a kid?
I did. I would ride my bike with my brother and sister. We would ride all day, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, I can't believe Mike is missing his bike. I hope Mr. E can help him with it. Well, let's take a look at the end of our mystery. Here's part three.
What do you want?
He asks.
I am looking for something. It is very special. And my friend Mike needs it back.
Special? Your friend doesn't have anything special. His stuff is garbage. You can just leave now. Bye bye.
He says and laughs.
Garbage? Thanks a lot.
I say. I look in the pile of garbage and find the bike.
So Mr. E has found the bully, but not the bike yet. Maybe he can find the answer by talking to the bully.
I don't know. This bully seems pretty mean. The bully starts the conversation. What do you want? That is a rude way to talk to someone.
I am looking for something.
Yes, that is what Mr. E says.
No, I mean...I am looking for something.
Oh, really? What are you looking for?
No, Peter. I am looking for something is today's...
Calendar phrase!
I'm looking for something.
I'm looking for something.
我在找东西。
What are you doing?
I'm looking for something.
Why are you looking under the table?
I'm looking for something.
Why are you looking behind the sofa?
I'm looking for something.
You should put on your glasses.
I know. I'm looking for them.
I'm looking for something.
I'm looking for something.
我在找东西。
That was a special calendar phrase, and the thing Mr. E is looking for is very special.
Well, you know, I can think of someone special, too.
Me?
No, I was actually thinking of our very special teacher, Rebecca. She can teach us our very important grammar point for today. Listen carefully.
Hello, friends. It's that time of day when you get to learn a new grammar point. Are you ready? Well, here it goes. It is very plus an adjective. For example, you could say, it is very tall, or, it is very interesting. Ready? Then go on and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. This is a very important grammar point, and it is very easy to practice. We use it very much in English, so make sure that you practice it very often.
Oh, okay then. Thank you very much. You made that very clear.
So, Mr. E tells the bully he is looking for something special. We care about things that are special. My family is special. My friends are special.
Yes, and Mike's bike is special too. But this mean bully doesn't think so.
Yeah, he says, special? Your friend doesn't have anything special. Wow, this bully is very mean.
He really is. He calls Mike's stuff garbage. That's terrible.
Oh, that's great.
No, that's terrible. When he calls his stuff garbage, that means it's no good.
No, Marie, remember, where did the bike tracks stop?
Well, they stopped at the garbage. We don't know where. Oh, I know. The bully made a mistake, didn't he? He called it garbage.
Yes, and that is where the bike is. Good job, Mr. E. Well, friends, now it's time to review. Let's look at those keywords.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Sad. Sad. She is crying. She is sad.
Missing. Missing. My keys are missing. Where are they?
Live. Live. He lives near Main Street.
Garbage. Garbage. Those old toys are garbage.
Bye. 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 See you tomorrow. Friends, don't forget to practice those key words. Right now, let's review our lesson one more time.
A boy is standing outside my home. He looks sad. I open the door and go outside.
What are you waiting for? Do you need my help?
I ask. He starts talking. His name is Mike. His bike is missing. But it was near his home 5 minutes ago. He tells me about an older boy. He is a bully. He always bullies Mike. We walk to Mike's house.
The bike was here,
Mike says.
And the bully lives there.
He points to a house. I look around Mike's house. I see bike tracks. I follow the tracks. Then I don't see the tracks. There's just a pile of garbage. Then I see the bully sitting outside his home. The bully is smiling.
What do you want?
He asks.
I am looking for something. It is very special. And my friend Mike needs it back.
Special? Your friend doesn't have anything special. His stuff is garbage. You can just leave now. Bye-bye.
He says and laughs.
Garbage? Thanks a lot.
I say. I look in the pile of garbage and find the bike.
Hey, where's my bike?
Your bike?
Yes, it was here 5 minutes ago. And now, my bike is missing.
Ginger, I took your bike.
You took my bike? Oh, James, you're a big bad bully.
I'm not a big bad bully.
Yeah, then what kind of bully are you?
I'm not any kind of bully.
Then where's my bike? Did you throw it in the garbage?
Of course not, Ginger.
Then what did you do with it?
I put it in a safe place, so the bully wouldn't bother it.
Oh, oh, thanks, James.
You're welcome. Hey, where's my bike?
Uh-oh.
Can be a problem, especially in school and with other students. Peter, do you have any advice for students who are being bullied?
Yeah, it is not easy. It's a difficult situation. But if it is serious, you should probably tell an adult, like Mr. E. Maybe he can help.
I think he can because he always finds out the answer. All right, friends, thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.